Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. I'm really glad you pressed play today because we're diving into something I think all of us at one point or another have been through, and that is having our feelings invalidated. You know the moment you open up to someone, maybe about something that's really weighing on you, and instead of support, you get a quick comment that stings. Maybe it's you're overreacting, or don't be so sensitive, or other people have it worse, you should be grateful. And suddenly, instead of feeling lighter for sharing, you feel heavier. Like maybe you shouldn't have said anything at all. The thing is, this doesn't just happen once in a while. For many of us, invalidation happens constantly. At work, in relationships, even in our own families. And in each time, it chips away at your confidence in your own emotions. You start second-guessing yourself, wondering if maybe you are too much, or maybe your feelings don't matter as much as you thought. But here's the truth. I want to start with today. Your emotions are always valid. Always. Even if someone else doesn't understand them. Even if someone else thinks they're too small, too big, too inconvenient. They belong to you. And that makes them real and worth honoring. So today, we're going to break this down. We'll talk about what invalidation looks like, because sometimes it's sneaky. We'll talk about why it hurts so deeply, why people do it, and how you can protect yourself. And most importantly, we'll talk about how you can learn to validate yourself so that even when the world doesn't, you know your feelings still matter. This is going to be a powerful one, so let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. What does emotional invalidation actually look like? Because it's not always obvious. Sometimes it's blunt and in your face, but other times it's subtle. Little comments, little shifts in tone, things that can be easily brushed off unless you stop and notice them. Examples might sound something like this. Don't cry, it's not worth it. You're being dramatic. Other people have real problems, you'll survive. Why are you overthinking this? Just let it go. Or even silence when someone changes the topic or ignores your feelings altogether. Here's the kicker. Invalidation doesn't always come from people trying to hurt you. Sometimes it comes from people who genuinely think they're helping. A friend might say, it's not that bad, because they want to reassure you. A parent might say, stop worrying, because they don't know how to fix it. But even with good intentions, the results is the same. You feel like your emotions don't matter. And here's something important. Self-invalidation is just as real as external invalidation. It's when you tell yourself things like, oh, I shouldn't feel this way. I'm being ridiculous. I need to get over this already. When you start talking to yourself like that, you're repeating the same cycle. You're silencing your own inner world before anyone else even has a chance to. And that's why identifying invalidation, both from others and from yourself, is so important. Because the first step to protecting yourself is recognizing when it's happening. So why does invalidation hurt as deeply as it does? Because on the surface, it might just sound like a comment, right? Just a few words. But those words hit at something much deeper. Emotions are part of how we survive. They're like the body's built-in warning and guidance system. Anxiety tells you that there might be danger. Sadness tells you something important is missing. Anger tells you that a boundary has been crossed. Joy tells you that something is worth keeping. Every single emotion has a purpose. When someone invalidates those emotions, it's not just brushing off a feeling. It's brushing off the signal. It's saying your inner experience doesn't matter. Your perspective doesn't count. And that is why it cuts so deeply. Over time, repeated invalidation can actually lead to feeling unseen or unheard, constant self-doubt, am I being too much, emotional suppression, where you stop expressing yourself altogether. And sometimes even anxiety or depression because you're carrying emotions that were never allowed to be acknowledged. Think about it. If every time you shared joy to someone said, don't brag, eventually you'll stop sharing your wins. If every time you expressed sadness, someone said, get over it, eventually you'll stop showing your pain. That leaves you isolated, even when surrounded by people. And that's why it hurts, because at the core, all of us want to be seen, understood, and accepted. When someone invalidates your emotions, they're essentially saying, I don't accept this part of you. And for a human being, that feels like rejection at its deepest level. Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about why people do this. Because understanding the why can make it easier not to take it personally. One big reason, people repeat what they were taught. If you grew up in an environment where emotions weren't welcome, they learned to suppress instead of express. Think about old sayings like, boys don't cry, or toughen up. These messages stick. So when they see someone else showing emotion, they respond the only way they know how to, by shutting it down. Another reason, discomfort. Emotions can be heavy. If you've ever shared your anxiety and heard someone say, "Don't worry, it'll be fine," chances are they weren't trying to dismiss you. They just don't know how to sit in that discomfort of your reality, and minimizing it is their own way of escaping it. Another reason could be projection. Sometimes people invalidate because they don't want to face their own emotions. If they tell you that you're being too sensitive, it's often because they've been told the same. It's easier for them to shut you down than to open up themselves. And unfortunately, there are cases where invalidation is about control. Some people will deliberately downplay your feelings to keep you small, to make you doubt yourself, or to avoid accountability. If someone constantly tells you that you're overreacting or being unreasonable, eventually you might stop standing up for yourself, and that's exactly what they want. So here's the truth. Invalidation usually says more about the other person than it does about you. And remembering that can help you separate their response from your own reality. So now let's talk about how to protect yourself. Because you can't always control whether someone invalidates you, but you can control how you respond. Step one, remind yourself that your feelings are valid. I know that sounds simple, but in the moment, it's powerful. Take a breath and think, what I'm feeling is real. I don't need anyone else's approval for it to matter. Step two, communicate clearly. You can set the tone by letting people know what you need. For example, I just need you to listen, not solve this. This matters to me, even if it doesn't feel like a big deal to you. Please don't minimize what I'm going through. I just need to be heard. Step three, set boundaries. If someone repeatedly invalidates you, it's okay to step back from these conversations. You don't have to keep opening up to someone who consistently dismisses you. Protect your energy. And finally, find safe people. Notice who listens a bit without judgment, who makes space for your emotions, and lean into those connections. It's not about cutting everyone off. It's about being intentional about where you share your heart. Here's the most important piece. Self-validation. Because even with the most supportive people around, the most powerful validation will always come from within. Self-validation sounds like this. It makes sense that I feel this way given what I've been through. I'm allowed to be sad right now. Even if no one else gets it, this is real for me. It also means giving yourself permission to feel without judgment. Cry if you need to. Vent if you need to. Sit in silence if that feels right. The point is, you don't need to earn the right to your emotions. The more you validate yourself, the less power other people's invalidation has over you. When someone says you're overreacting, you'll be able to think, no, I'm reacting exactly how I need to, and that's okay. Self-validation builds resilience. It gives you back the authority over your own inner world. At the end of the day, invalidation hurts because it makes you feel unseen. But here's what I want you to remember. Other people don't get to decide what's valid for you. Your emotions are signals, they're information, they are your truth. And your truth doesn't require permission. The world will always have people who don't get it, people who minimize, dismiss, or avoid. But you don't have to internalize that. You don't have to let the inability to handle your emotions become your inability to honor them. So the next time you feel dismissed, remember, my feelings matter because I matter. That's the bottom line. No one can take that away from you. Thank you for spending this time with me today on Raw Thoughts from A. If you've ever had your feelings invalidated, and let's be honest, we all have, I hope this conversation reminded you that you don't need anyone else's stamp of approval to feel what you feel. You are not being too sensitive, you are not overreacting, you are human. And being human means having emotions that deserve to be heard, honored, and respected. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs a reminder. And remember, you are enough and your inner world is valid just as it is. Until next time, take care of yourself.